The Sesh Podcast, episode 167, take one. Hello, average Joes and hoes with bows.
Oh.
You like that?
That was really good.
That was good.
Average Joes and hoes with bows.
Or Joe Joes.
Ooh.
With bows. And see was. Are you a Siwa or are you a Joe? Are you a hoe with a bow? Or are you an average Joe?
I'm just an average Joe.
Okay.
Just an average Joe. What about you?
I'm pretty average Joe today, for sure.
Well, shit. What about you, ladies?
I think I'm a bow with a hoe. I mean,
a hoe with a bow.
A hoe with a bow.
I'm an average Joe.
No, yeah. Sydney, you can't even say that about yourself. Yeah. This girl just ran a marathon.
Yeah, people. Dude. A marathon? She ran 5K. Oh. Marathon is like 30 miles.
Oh, I thought they were all considered marathons. No. If they were a long race of any type.
Yeah, I just ran a marathon,
I was going to say mini marathon.
5K.
I am so impressed.
Me too. Seriously, major props.
Yes, I'm impressed with myself just because I really didn't think I was going to do it. And I know 5Ks are literally nothing, but...
They're not literally nothing. I could never.
It was hard, but my sister... I went out to Austin... ultimately to support my sister who ran the half marathon.
That's so badass.
13 miles.
Damn.
Yeah. God. Yeah. I would simply pass away.
Same. They would simply have to wheel my ass off.
For sure.
Road.
Ambulance.
Poor
big scene.
For sure. Big scene.
They have those there just in case, you know.
That would make sense. I wouldn't be sure called them.
Yeah.
Damn. So. Even five, I couldn't even run a mile. I couldn't even run half a mile.
I can't even run a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
What? This is so funny.
Oh, God.
So as I was saying to you guys in the beginning of the year, I was talking about my goals for the year and how I want to like try to run because I just do not run. Mm. And I've been walking on an incline on the treadmill. That's been like my workout of choice for the past year and a half. And I told all of you guys that I can't even, it's really hard for me to even just do 1 minute. And I was telling Janelle about that. I'm like, God, I still can't like do more than a minute. I try. And then I all of a sudden realized that I'm trying to run at a 12%, 12.5% incline.
Stupid.
So you probably didn't even dot on me. I just forgot. Like, I forget that it's incline because I do it the entire time. Like, as soon as I get on, I max it out because it just helps you. I mean, you burn a lot more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, I've been trying to run like 5 miles an hour up an incline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, of course, I'm dying and can't do more than a minute.
I said... Lower that bitch to flat and see what you can do.
Okay, well, when I'm not sick, because I've skipped my last two workouts, I'm going to try.
Let me know how it goes.
Maybe I
can
run.
You'll be amazed at your abilities. Yeah,
I'll be like, this is so damn easy. I can't believe it never even dawned on me.
That is so funny, dude.
I know. Real dumb. Real dumb.
God, Lord. Lord help you.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
5K ain't no...
Yeah, I'm proud of you,
walk
Sid.
In the park, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, it kind of is a walk in the park, right? Well, to run in the park.
For some people.
Was it in a park?
No, it was... There was, like, a path. And, yeah.
Oh, so they gave you Gatorade, walk in the though, path. Right?
Well, yeah. So, like, once you get to, like, the halfway mark, it's not, like, real Gatorade. It's, like, watered down electrolytes, whatever. Oh. So, there's people
so
there, like, handy.
Did they give
like,
you a snack?
No, it's just snack.
They're like, you're a Dunkin' Donut.
It should be, like, sponsored by Jimmy John's. Freaky Fast, right on the side. Just...
You get like a little like gift bag afterwards that has little snacks, and I got a medal. I'm gonna start.
Oh,
you know,
shit, can you start wearing it? Why aren't you wearing it?
Yeah, why
Wait,
is that
been
here?
So funny if you showed up wearing
a 5K medal.
Yes,
it's actually like it can be a belt buckle too, because you know Austin, Texas.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, so maybe I'll put it on my belt.
Sydney, I'm so proud of you. I seriously could never do that.
I feel like maybe you could. Okay,
I don't think so.
Let's sign up for one, all of us.
Nope, I'm good.
Maybe
me and Janelle will be on the sideline.
I'll be cheering for y'all. I'll be making y'all Jimmy John sandwiches.
I like walking. My boobs are just too big for running, I think.
You could get black eye,
it really
bro.
Hurts. Exactly. It really hurts.
I bet.
It'd be hurting.
I don't have that problem, sadly. I've been doing our walks on the walking treadmill at work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm proud of you too.
Thank you.
Sporty it's, Spice. Yeah.
Thank you. Still looking for a treadmill on Facebook Marketplace to bring to my house.
It's a good time. Mm-hmm. I love the treadmill.
Really?
It's a good time. I've never thought I would say that, but I really love it.
Good.
I've been so sad. I got really sick. Not really sick, but I haven't been sick in so long. I was literally bragging on Tuesday night to Josh. I never get sick anymore. Because I used to be chronically ill, for those who didn't know. And I did ozone therapy for chronic mono or reactivated Epstein-Barr virus. And I was telling Josh, like, I think I just don't get sick anymore since that. Because it does boost your immune system crazy. Sure. And I never got COVID or anything. He's had the flu twice and it skipped me both times. So I'm like, I just don't get sick anymore. Literally the next day. I
got a bad cold.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
Yeah, you sound like
I think
shit.
I was just dramatic about it, though, because I haven't been sick in so long. Right. I forgot how shitty it is to have a sore throat. It
really sucks. It's not a fun time.
It was awful.
I haven't been sick in a long time, knock on wood, since I got COVID last fall.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you got that.
Yeah. Which I was like so confused.
Didn't we all get COVID?
I kept testing negative.
Yeah, we all got it.
Us three got it.
You had it at the same time we got it?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But I kept testing negative, so I was like, it's not COVID, it's just like the flu. And then like 2 weeks later, I was still sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I tested and it said positive. And I was like, well, that's fucking helpful. That's
right. Oh, and then remember it didn't show up as positive as first. You threw it out and then I asked and you took it out of the trash. And so I saved your life.
You say you did. You saved my life. I called 911 immediately after that. Yeah, no.
Sent your ass home.
I waited 15 minutes, wasn't positive, so I threw it in the trash. And then Kendall was like, what'd you get? And I took it out of the trash to show her, like, told you it's negative. And I looked and I was like, wait, it was a lot.
I thought you were fucking with me.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Well.
Well, I had so much binging TV time, and I took 2 naps this weekend.
Oh, taking naps.
Oh, it was so amazing. I'm like, I want to skip working out, because I have to work out when my daughter's sleeping. And then this weekend, I just... napped when she was sleeping. It was so nice. I would get so jealous, like putting her in her crib, tucking her in, and then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go on the treadmill. Like, I'm so jealous of you, 1-year-old. Yeah, it was so nice to take a nap. And then I watched, Corelli and I are watching Love is Blind.
I'm gonna get on that.
Yeah, you guys need to, if you haven't yet. It is so good.
God, this season is really good.
Okay, I'm getting
it. It's on Netflix?
Yep.
Okay.
They drop a few episodes at a time. Let us know in the comments what you guys think so far if you're watching. I really like this season. This might be my favorite season so far.
I didn't really like the last few seasons. Yeah, I watched the very first season and I liked that.
That one was good.
I never really got past the the pods. I don't ever I never follow them to Mexico wherever they go to like live it up or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I usually come back for the weddings. But this time, I think I'm going to come back. I'm going to
watch the whole thing.
I'm going to watch the whole thing.
It's really good.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
So wait, where is it at right now?
Yeah, where is it?
They're, I think, they've gone to Mexico now. So that's
They're already like with
the couples are assigned. Yeah. Which is always kind of hard because sometimes you end up really like, there was like one girl I really liked that didn't make it to the pods or past the pods. I was sad for her. But, and there was a guy I liked too.
Guys, I kind of want to go on Love is Blind.
I think it would be great.
That guy is so fun.
Dude, I think I would be really good at it too. Like, I feel like I'd be good at that.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
how long do they film for? How long does it take to film this shit?
Like a couple months.
I remember we looked it up last time we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a shorter
2 months, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a shorter like film stint compared to like Big Brother or any other reality TV.
The Bachelor's only 2 months too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
Dude, you know what? Speaking of Big Brother, I found a new show on Netflix I think you would really like.
What?
It's kind of like Big Brother, but it's obviously shorter. It's all release. You can just binge it. I'm almost to the last episode. Lots of TV time this weekend.
What's it called?
It's called The Trust. So it's
I've heard of that.
A social game. It's hosted by Brooke Baldwin, CNN reporter.
Oh, that's so random. Okay.
I know, but it's filmed like Love is Blind.
Uh-huh.
Like Netflix is taking that high quality, almost movie level production, but reality TV.
Okay.
But it's about a group of people. There's like a giant pot of money called The Trust, and then they bring in this group of people who are all kind of, some of them are snaky, some of them are trustworthy, and they either move forward as a group through the entire thing and split the money, or they like can vote people out.
Oh.
And even if one person votes someone out, they go.
Oh.
Unless someone else votes for someone else and it gets counteracted.
Oh.
And there's all these secrets and it's like
shit.
It's real juicy.
Okay.
I'm about to finish it tonight. I'm so excited. I had a dream I was on it.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I got to check that out. And I'll definitely watch Love is Blind because you guys have convinced me. And I felt like I had FOMO last season.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's only 6 episodes right now.
Are they each an hour?
Right around. Yeah.
Okay.
It flies by though. It's easy watch.
The next group of episodes comes out on the 21st. So in a couple days.
Okay.
And to clarify, I was saying it's like Big Brother. It's not entirely like Big Brother because I know I'll get comments. There's no like physical games.
Gotcha.
It's just
a social mental game. Manipulation.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we should watch the episode, like, go through them. Like, tell me when you start first episode, and then
Love Is Blind?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you guys should do the thing I always tell you about where you watch it with a towel over the TV so that you can't see the people.
No, I'll be so
bored. Every season, I'm like, I'm going to do that. And then I'm just like, that just sounds so boring.
No, I need to watch it so I can judge the people.
Too ADHD for that. Yeah. Judge the people.
I mean, that's literally what reality TV is for. I'm so sorry. I've been doing my biannual Jersey Shore watch this weekend.
Oh, I saw you started that. Good for you. Yep. I'm proud.
How far are you?
Almost through season one.
Beautiful.
I watch it and I play solitaire on my phone like a real winner.
So how did you discover Patrick Dempsey? I'm curious what happened there.
What?
Janelle texted us the other night and was like, guys, did you know Patrick Dempsey and Robert Downey Jr. are two different people?
I don't remember how I even came to that conclusion. I was at dinner with my friend and I don't remember actually how, but I was so mind blown. My friend was like, you're an idiot. And she's literally laughing at me. And I was like, wait a second. Those are two different people.
Wait, Patrick Dempsey.
I know why. She was talking about Robert Downey Jr. Who's McDreamy, McSteamy, whatever.
Yeah, oh, was this Kayla?
Who is that?
That's Patrick Dempsey.
So I said Robert Downey Jr. And she literally busts out laughing. She's like, no, you idiot. That's not him. And I was like, oh.
God, people really think you just do this as a troll.
I was so confused and embarrassed. So then I texted you guys, and then I literally Googled them. They look like the same person.
I'm going to back you up on that, Janelle. They are very similar looking. No, they are not. They do not look the exact same.
If you squint your eyes, I guess they have similar hair types. Hold on. No.
I can see it.
No.
Patrick Dempsey is so much more attractive.
Well, Patrick Dempsey is just like softer looking than Robert Downey.
Patrick Dempsey is so hot.
Is Patrick Dempsey the Iron Man guy?
No, that's Downey Jr.
Okay, so what the hell? I think they're both attractive.
Doesn't mean they're both the same people. They are both attractive.
They look...
No, not even close, my
Carly,
dear.
Type in...
Patrick Dempsey's getting that salt and pepper hair. He's looking pretty nice on him.
He's looking pretty good.
Type in both of their names together. Yeah. Or say, why do they look the alike? Because that's what I Google. I said, why do Patrick Dempsey and Robert Downey Jr. look alike? And there is literally a picture of them.
They're actually half brothers.
Twins.
No.
I see it.
Twins.
No. Is that them making out?
That's what I was just going to say. I was like, damn, cute.
I love you.
Now, who's the one on pool. Interstellar?
Oh my God.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh my God. Shut up. I swear I'm not making this up, you guys. I sound so stupid.
Okay. Don't tell me you think he looks like either of them because that I cannot even rationale.
Matthew McConaughey looks like McDreamy.
No.
Wow. God, I'm so confused. I swear, you guys, I am not making this up. I was so confused on Friday. He looks like. Do you think if anyone has somewhat curly hair,
they look alike?
No, they do.
Someone back me up on this.
I know someone in the comments be like, yes.
Okay. Since we're bringing up the three of them.
Okay.
Kill, marry, fuck.
Okay.
Downey Jr., Dempsey, McConaughey.
Okay.
So, well, just off of pure looks.
Well, they all look the exact same.
Hold on. Let me add a picture of all three of them.
No. That's Tony Stark, right?
Yes.
Okay. I remember that movie. I saw that movie. It was good.
Okay, so I'll do mine.
Okay.
I will kill Patrick. No. I will kill Robert Downey Jr. This is hard. They're all like Marys. So I will fuck McConaughey.
McConaughey's hot.
And I will marry.
I'd fuck McConaughey too.
Dempsey.
I agree with everything you just said.
I highly disagree.
You disagree.
Okay. What do you say?
I would say marry Dempsey, kill McConaughey, because I think he is one of the ugliest motherfuckers. I know. Spicy take. You think he's ugly? I think he's like not attractive at all.
Oh my God.
He is so hot. Robert Downey. That man is scrumdiddlyumptious.
They're all scrumdiddlyumptious, I say. All right, Sydney, what about you?
It's really hard between Matthew McConaughey and Patrick. I think I would marry Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Because so it could continue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You get him every night. He's the hottest to you?
I think he's the hottest, yeah.
Okay. See, Dempsey's the hottest to me.
But not, I guess now is Dempsey's hotter.
Wait, that's McSteamy, now, right?
Here, go to the outline.
Oh. Yeah, McSteamy. Yeah, I agree with you on like marrying Patrick Dempsey.
Who's the guy with the glasses?
Just Derek Shepherd seems like a good husband.
Yeah, you know he does.
Wait, as long as he doesn't get hit by a truck.
Derek Shepherd.
Who's that?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, character. Yeah. That's McSteamy?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's McDreamy. There's McSteamy and McDreamy.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Are they both in the same show?
Yes. And let's bring the two of them up so you can decide which one's hotter out of the two of them.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I want your opinion. McSteamy versus McDreamy. Type that in.
Oh, yeah, McSteamy's ugly. Who's that?
Oh, you think McSteamy?
Yeah, not a fan.
Oh, God. You haven't seen him with his shirt off when he's soaking wet.
No, I don't like
After
him.
After that plane crash.
No, I don't like him. No.
Really?
No.
So you think Dempsey's hotter?
Definitely. 100%. Like, not even close. The guy looks like he has ramen for hair. No offense to him.
Oh, what's wrong with ramen hair?
I mean, his body's hot. Duh. Ew, and he's really
look,
steaming.
He's steaming.
Oh, he's I mean, yeah. Steaming. I wouldn't be mad if his towel fell, for sure. But, like, if I had to pick between the two, definitely the other dude.
See, I gotta go McSteamy.
Damn, McSteamy's doing something to me.
Mm-hmm. Carly's gonna say this is
steamy.
Wow. All right. Let's rein it in here, people. Rein it in.
Let us know in the comments.
What a man. I'm literally getting goosebumps looking at Steamy.
He is so hot, right? Mm. Mark Sloan is his name in the show.
That's right. Mm.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, on the menu today.
Wait, who's the guy that
oh
in that one?
This is never gonna end.
Really quick, because I'm pretty sure it's one of these guys. That one movie that's with Reese Witherspoon.
What?
25. No, one of them.
Describe it. The movie.
She like, isn't she like a city girl and she like visits? Oh, she visits Alabama. Sweet Home Alabama. That's the video.
I actually just watched that on the plane this year for the first time.
Oh.
Who's in that? That's one of the guys with.
No, that's.
Isn't that Dax Shepard?
No, that's. Oh, no, it is Patrick Dempsey.
Thank you.
Oh, it's Patrick Dempsey.
Thank you.
Sorry, I barely paid attention to that.
We have to start, though, with your guys' pickle rims.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. A rim shot.
So I found these in Austin. They're like salted rim sticker things, but I found pickle flavor.
Yeah, they look like.
I've seen these all over TikTok.
They're kind of like Airheads.
Yeah, they look like a
pickle. You can put multiple around, but.
All right, I'm going in.
So it's probably not like the first thing you do is put this with beer, but this is all we had. And for those of you who thought we were pregnant last week, now you know.
It's beer salt.
Yeah, it's beer salt.
Sid, you try it first.
All right.
Ooh, I like it.
I like it too. It's really sour. Bite a piece of it. You'll get more pickle.
Ooh, I got you.
Oh, yeah. It's sour.
It's happening. This is good, Sydney. Thank you.
You can start putting it around your water bottle.
I'm going to just lick on this like a guinea pig the whole time.
Damn. Yeah, we're like guinea pigs.
With a salt lick.
This is so good.
Did you ever lick your guinea pig salt lick?
What the fuck?
I would have thought you tried guinea pig treats. Didn't you? I remember something about guinea pig treats and you.
Yeah, I did once.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, moving on.
I never had a guinea pig, though.
I used to take my guinea pig salt lick and
so
take
where'd
a little
you get
lick.
The treats?
Yeah. My friend. I was at my friend's house and she was literally eating it like Chex, like trail mix. It was like popping in her mouth.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me have a taste of that.
Oh my God. This is a funny story. Back in college, when I first started YouTube, it wasn't even sponsored. I would be sent like free product to do, you know, like reviews on. So Janelle and I would do them together.
Oh yeah.
And this one like food company sent us a bunch of treats and like, well, snacks and stuff. Yeah. And we were trying them and Janelle said one of them tasted like guinea pig treats.
And you left it
and
in.
I just left it in. I uploaded it and they got so mad.
Yeah. And then you got mad at me. You're like, why'd you say that? I was like, why'd you put it in there? You're like, you can't say that next time or we're not going to get free snacks.
I was like, being paid. I'm like the nerve of this company to have any feedback when you're doing that. We're doing this for free.
I was like, what?
That's so funny.
I remember that video.
Yeah, you were like, guinea pig treats.
They're like, we don't like that. You just refrain from calling them skinny pig treats.
He's refrain.
Well, that's so funny, man.
Okay. We're sorry. That was quite the intro. But we're not sorry, truly.
We're not sorry at all. I know you guys love our rant and raving. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes some of you do. Some of you hate it. But there's always timestamps in the description if you don't want to hear us babbling about
that's the thing. I know. Some people get real pissy.
Sorry.
We make chapters so you can skip around.
That's right, honey. But let's get into our topics. We have a lot to go over. Okay.
Surprisingly, some people like to hear our idiot asses talk.
Idiot asses talk. idiot asses.
Okay. So today we have several spicy topics to go over. I would say so. We're going to be talking about the Virgin Stingray. Okay. We'll
explain
that.
Crazy.
Yes, it is crazy. Also, there's some heat going on
also
in the world of JoJo Siwa in the bows.
This is actually pretty bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. Pretty gnarly.
And yeah, there's a lot to go over with that. So
this really is like a salt lick.
It's really salty.
It'd be good on a margarita.
Yeah. Give me one margarita.
So as I've talked about on the show before, I have been on a bit of a health journey in the last year and a half, and I have lost about 55 pounds. I'm really proud of that. And I've just tried to really improve my overall nutrition and eat as best as I can. But one of the biggest challenges for me with that is getting something unhealthy during the workday. It's so easy to want to do DoorDash or run and get something quick and delicious that may not always be healthy, but I have been able to eat healthier thanks to Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, you can be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. They have two-minute meals. You can fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. Snacks, smoothies, and more. You can discover a variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. And God, you guys, I'm telling you, these Factor meals are absolutely delicious, and it makes eating healthy so much easier when you don't feel deprived. Factor is truly the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options that are done easy, and they're flexible for your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you would like by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries at any time. There's no prep, no mess. It's just easy. So head to factormeals.com/sesh50 and use code sesh50 to get that 50% off. That's code sesh50 at factormeals.com/sesh50 to get 50% off. All right, shall we begin?
Begin.
Let's talk about the stingray, because this is wild. Charlotte the Stingray and the Immaculate Conception.
You sent me this.
Yep. I saw this, it blew my mind. I knew I wanted to talk about it. So there's this small aquarium in North Carolina that has become the center of attention, the talk of the town, after one of their stingrays has become pregnant, which may not sound very exciting, but what makes it crazy is there is no male stingray in her tank. So how did this happen? That's the true mystery.
Let's meet her real quick.
Yep. Here's Charlotte. She is a round stingray. Stingray. She sings. She's about the size of a serving plate, which is kind of hard to...
Yeah, what does that even mean?
There's many sizes of serving plates.
Like a big serving plate, I imagine.
Like a
Thanksgiving like a charger, turkey
like
type.
Like a dinner plate.
Okay. I love stingrays. They're so cute.
A serving plate is different than a dinner plate, though.
The article says serving plate. Serving platter.
Okay, a platter I'm thinking is like this.
Like a charola.
I agree.
Like a big enough for a turkey.
A turkey.
Okay, so she's a big girl, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a thick girl. You can see her.
Morning from the Aquarium and Shark Lab here in Hendersonville. Charlotte's going to come around and wish everyone a good morning. She is still carrying.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely as big as a turkey platter, I'd say.
For sure. How many.
Bigger.
There you can see that her. Little mama.
She is so
little
cute.
Mama belly poking in there.
I just want to cuddle it.
You with CNN.
They're so soft.
You go, Charlotte. Let's keep these kids and these folks getting interested in science.
Their little smiles.
So and cute. What's going on in our oceans and world. And just keep opening those doors of wonder and discovery.
Just keep swimming.
Thank you for all of your support, everyone.
This tank looks too small for Charlotte.
She's so happy.
Agreed.
Especially because she shares it with several sharks, which we will find out.
Look at her little mouth.
God, she's so cute. They're like pancakes with faces.
They are. I love them.
So experts say that she's pregnant with as many as 4 pups, and she could give birth any day now. I didn't know that stingray babies were called pups. It's pretty cute.
It's really cute.
Pancake pups.
Pancake pups. God, now I want pancakes.
So her tank, as you saw, is pretty small. It's about 2,200 gallons or about the size of a construction dumpster. And she also shares it, which I guess would probably be okay for her, right? I don't know. But she shares it with 5 male sharks.
But the sharks are small.
No, but still, it just seemed, I mean, it's, I don't know.
Once she does give birth, they want to relocate her to a bigger tank.
Yeah, y'all.
But I don't know if they have like the resources for that. Mm. I'm sure they do now that she's like a viral sensation.
Yeah, hopefully. At first, Charlotte's caretakers noticed a lump on her back that was blowing up like a biscuit.
Biscuit.
I love that. Of course, in North Carolina, they use that analogy.
Of course,
biscuits.
Biscuits.
Well, at first they thought it was cancer.
Poor girl.
But then she got an ultrasound, and that's when they found out she was pregnant, and they were fucking shocked because how could this have happened? Let's watch her ultrasound. A very cute moment for anyone.
Yes. I wonder if she cried.
She cried because she was like, what happened? She says, I'm Mary.
Mary.
I deserve my own tank. That's crazy. You can see it moving around in there.
Oh,
I see, girl.
God, they're so cute. I want to kiss her.
Very cute.
So who the hell knocked up this little girl?
Well, Janelle had her own theory.
I think so.
I had to bring this up.
Kendall sent the TikTok to the group. And I clicked on it. I started watching it. But before they got to the part of like, maybe it's the sharks or we don't know. I thought I thought some sick motherfucker stuck their dick inside poor, what's her name? Charlotte. I was so bothered for a second. I was like, this is so fucked. And I was like, humans would do this. Some sick, horny ass bitch.
I wouldn't be
who
shocked.
Who worked at the aquarium probably tried to fuck this poor stingray.
In 2024, we would see some shit like that.
And so, and then I was like, oh, that's not the theory at all. So I texted him. I was like, tell me why at first. I thought that someone knocked her up.
Well, we just got done hearing about Noel. So,
right.
You know, our minds are everywhere.
Yeah.
You never know what could happen.
I was so confused when you said that because I hadn't watched the TikTok yet. And I was like, what the hell?
Me too.
I was like, and then, I clicked. Really quick, though, they're white spotted bamboo sharks named Larry and Moe that are in her tank.
They're so cute.
Larry and Moe, do they have Curly too?
What?
The Three Stooges.
Oh, no, Curly and Moe. Right.
I thought you were calling me for, I was like, maybe Curly.
Well, so basically there's two theories. We don't know which one is going to be. I mean, actually, there's three theories. Either she really is the Virgin Mary or
Jesus is coming back.
It was one of the sharks.
This is literally Jesus being like warning motherfuckers. Yeah. What is it called when he comes?
Immaculate.
The second coming of Christ.
Right.
I think.
Immaculate conception.
Anyway. A miracle. So, she was found full of shark bites, which is really scary. And that could signal that she got it on with one of the sharks because, you know, they do love bites. It's part of their mating.
But they say it's impossible.
Yeah.
Because of the DNA structure. It's different.
Yeah. Like even, I mean, is it impossible for the sex to happen or is it impossible for her to conceive?
Well, because their sizes and because of the DNA structure.
Yeah, their DNA structure. Because they're not even the same, like, they're not the same species. They're not even the same, like. I don't think they're the same category of animal.
Right.
Like, they're fish, but I don't think they're not, they're like...
Well, sharks lay eggs, and stingrays are mammals.
There are people that think that this is a first time for everything situation, and that we're going to get a shark ray or a sting shark.
It says it's impossible.
Shark
ray. Or a stingray.
Shark ray would be wild.
Now, there is a very rare phenomenon that some fish, bugs, birds, reptiles, amphibians experience, okay? Where they impregnate themselves.
Mm. Can you try to pronounce that? I would like to see you take a shot at that one.
What?
Wait. Of the process of the phenomenon impregnating
super
yourself.
Weird can happen to some...
I'll try. Parthenogenesis. Parthenogenesis.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Parthenogenesis.
Also, it's hard to say as it looks.
Asexual reproduction.
I need to correct you, Janelle. According to the internet, they're not mammals.
Shit.
Because they're not warm-blooded.
But they give birth to live things.
They have basically cartilage is bones, and they don't have any like calcified Jones bones.
Jones.
This is
the science show.
This is the science show with Corelli.
Wait, I thought that mammals are mammals because they give birth to live things. Like,
no,
I thought so not eggs.
No, there's a lot of different classifications. They have to fall under every category.
Level. Goes deeper.
They are, I don't know how to say this word.
Ella small branches.
All right. Ella small branches.
They're not, but yeah.
They're not that, though.
They're a type of fish.
So maybe she got impregnated herself, though.
Mm-hmm. So this can happen to fish, birds, reptiles, and amphibians.
Yes.
So that's probably what it is, right?
Probably.
She's just a rare girl.
Probably. She's just a real girly pop.
All right. Well.
How crazy would it be, though, if it was half shark, half ray?
Dude. Hell yeah. As of recording this, Charlotte hasn't given birth yet.
Yeah.
So it is February 19th when we are recording this. It's possible that she gives birth by the time this goes up, or probably by the time we record next week.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll know the truth then, maybe.
Well,
or maybe they have to do more
update.
Tests, and maybe it'll take a while to determine how this happened. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it'll be pretty obvious that if it is a shark ray, we'll probably know that right off the bat.
Probably, like right off the bat.
Yeah. Or it's a human, and your original theory was right.
Hey, see, I originally thought we were going to have to come on here and be like some sick motherfucker and like be maybe like disgusted by some animal.
There's a
bestiality.
Sicko aquarium employee that's like, hopefully they never find out. Oh, no, my time is coming to an end.
Oh, my God. Let's hope not.
No, that's
God,
disgusting.
Poor Charlotte. Of course, it's disgusting.
Obviously, we're not actually making fun of it. It just probably didn't actually happen.
Okay. Let's cross our fingers.
Let's all pray that we are not at that point in society where people are fucking stingrays, okay?
We'll find out in about like 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
I think.
So buckle in. God, never know what could happen in this world.
What if this is the end of the world?
What do you mean?
Like, what if this string, like, what if Charlotte, like, brings upon, like,
oh, God.
Wrath? Like, she's...
I'm going to hit the conspiracy land with that?
No, I'm going to be a little bit.
People decide that something is the sign of the end of the world, like, every other week.
Yeah, that's true. I'm joking. Really, I don't. I really do think that she's an asexual reproducer.
This is the sign that the stingray.
Yep.
Well, you know what? If
it's breaking news.
You're all fucked.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and annoying. Usually, I just opt out of wearing one in general. Or if I do wear one, I take it off as soon as I get in my house. But Skims has completely changed that because their bras and underwear and loungewear, literally everything they make, is so, so comfortable. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. I've been wearing Skims for, I don't know, close to a year now, and I more recently have been trying their bras, and I absolutely love them. They're so comfortable, especially the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra. It is one of the best bras I've ever owned. I also love the no-show balconette bra from Skims. I love the fact that it supports me and really keeps my natural shape and is invisible under clothing. That's a huge thing I hate when bras show under clothing. It drives me crazy. But it's so comfortable, I don't even notice I'm wearing it. And it's really, really cute. So John loves it too, folks. Just saying. And whether you're a part of the IBTC like I am, or maybe you got some big girlies to support, they've got something for everyone, I promise you. Also, I love the way that all of the items that I have from Skims wash so well. I cannot stand when I wash a bra like once or twice and it gets all stretched out and the elastic gets all messed up and crinkly. It drives me crazy, but Skims bras come out of the wash feeling and looking brand new every single time. So shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46H. Plus get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Let's talk about JoJo Siwa. Okay, so let's start out by doing a little crash course on JoJo Siwa and Jessalyn Siwa, her mother. Mm-hmm. Now, I needed this because I honestly have not really followed JoJo's career
very
much.
Have you watched Dance Moms?
Not when JoJo was on it.
Okay, see, Dance Moms was my shit.
It was, huh?
I loved it. Yes.
I never saw it with her.
Same. Yeah, I watched a lot of seasons. I mean, not like the last handful of them, but...
I actually didn't know that she came from that show. I always just thought she was a YouTuber.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. Well, she first appeared on this other show called Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, and she was the final five.
Like a spinoff?
No, this was before Dance Moms.
Oh.
Or no, it wasn't. No.
It was during
Dance. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you're right.
It was like a dance competition, though. Like Abby was like looking for the next dancer for her studio.
Mm.
So Dance Moms was already going. Because, yeah, she didn't come on until season four of Dance Moms. But anyways, she got final five, but then was eliminated. And then she went on Dance Moms, and she auditioned in Orlando. And then she was asked to join the Abby Lee Dance Company. Abby scares me. I don't know what to say. She's very intimidating. The whole show scares me. All the girls are always crying. The moms are always fighting.
Horribly abusive and sad, that show.
Also incredibly entertainment for the mother drama, though.
The mother drama was
like,
good.
The moms fighting was,
it
I
was
lived for
pretty
it.
Pretty top tier, yeah.
I really did live for it. Now, if you don't know, it's kind of a side note, but Jess actually owned her own dance studio in Nebraska. So she already kind of had that stage mom persona.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
And she wanted JoJo to be a star from day one. In
That's
fact, she
real
started
thing.
Bleaching her hair when she was just a toddler, bleaching her toddler's hair.
Oh my God. That's got to be so dangerous.
Dude, remember Toddlers and Tiaras?
Yeah. Oh yeah, God. That show's, talk about abuse.
That show is, remember the flappers, the fake teeth?
Yes. Oh yeah. God, that is so whack. Way to ruin your child's self-esteem for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. And yeah, she wanted her to be the next Hannah Montana.
Justin.
Yeah. Mm. Anyway, so she's on the show for a while. She ends up leaving the show in 2016 and gets signed to Nickelodeon in 2017. And by this time, her whole character is like those giant, giant bows, the neon colored dresses, the glitter everywhere. She would sell bows. And this is crazy, you guys.
Yeah, this blew my mind.
She sold 40 million hair bows in 2018.
Oh my God.
And she was everywhere and still is. Like, she was on every toy, every piece of clothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they put her name on everything.
Maybe it just wasn't around a lot of younger people, but I feel like I never really saw people rocking the hair bows out in public.
Neither did I.
So 40 million of them are around and we never saw it.
Mm-hmm. But apparently,
I think it's younger. Like,
yeah, that's way younger.
Okay. Younger than us, like the teens.
Yeah, but even like, I never saw like a little girl at Target wearing a big bow.
Really?
Well, maybe you saw it and you just didn't think anything of it. Cause it's like, who cares?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think little girls were like rocking like big ass like Lady Gaga bows.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
I think that was more just like JoJo's thing. And then she had her bows were like pretty normal size.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
She also started doing YouTube. And she has a ton of videos on YouTube and tons of followers. She's very successful on YouTube. She's done a collab with JCPenney. She's appeared on Lip Sync Battle Shorties. She's also competed in The Masked Singer and Dancing with the Stars. She has a board game. Like, she's everywhere.
Lip Sync Battle Shorties.
So it's with Nick Cannon. It's with Nick Cannon.
It would be.
And it's the same thing as like Wild and Out. But oh my with kids. God.
Wow. Were you just joking or is that real?
No, I'm being real.
Yeah, Nick Cannon really hosted Lip Sync Battle Shorties.
I'm pretty.
Nice.
She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep. She was the first same-sex couple to compete.
Yes.
Her and her partner.
Now, fun fact. Before we get into this latest controversy, let's talk about this for a sec. Because she had a board game, like I said. And this is a little creepy.
It was called
JoJo's Juice JoJo's Game.
Juice.
I hate that so much.
It's like a truth or dare game, kind of. I don't really understand. It's like questions that you and your friends like go around and ask each other.
And you wear bows. It kind of looks like, remember that game, Pretty Little Princess or something?
Yes. Pretty Princesses with the or something. Necklaces and shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a fun game.
Remember Mall Madness?
No, that sounds fun.
It was really fun.
Remember Mousetrap? Oh,
I
loved
Mousetrap.
Mm-hmm. I do, but I can't remember the game. I
never played it.
My favorite game was Operation. But I had this major fear of the sound, so we had to play with the batteries out.
It was scary.
It's so loud.
It's like,
yeah. Startling.
So she had this board game, and there was big controversy because there was questions about being arrested in nudity on this game.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the game, it says ages 6 and over. So why are y'all talking about twerking, for example?
Or have you ever stolen from a store?
Mm-hmm.
Make two laps around the table while imitating a monkey.
Have you ever gone outside without underwear? A bathing suit doesn't count.
Okay, that is disgusting.
Learned about the art of twerking.
Have you ever walked in on someone naked or had someone walk in on you? Ew, this is really, really bad. Have you ever been arrested? What? They're six. Arrested?
JoJo claims that she had no idea that, you know, these questions were on there and was absolutely disgusted.
Probably didn't have any idea.
I would probably agree with that.
But you would think someone, maybe the mother, would take a look at it before you put your name on it.
Or her, like, agent or someone.
Yeah. Anyone on
right?
the team.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean.
Well, that's what happens when you're pumping out so much damn merch, you barely have a chance to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Nickelodeon said, "We respect and value the relationship JoJo Siwa has with her fans and take the concerns raised regarding the game JoJo's Juice very seriously." But anyways,
JoJo's Jungle Juice.
Good one, Kendall.
You're welcome.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, look at her. She's got everything. Watches, t-shirts, undies, God, necklaces, bracelets, a couch, socks.
Oh, hell. It's a whole JoJo world.
It is. Needless to say.
Ripping off Lisa Frank, that backpack.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, I think there's totally a scandal going on with Lisa Frank right now. I saw a little something about it, but I didn't look into it.
But she was my entire childhood growing up. I loved her art so much. I still do, unfortunately.
I just liked those fuzzy planners because they were fun to touch.
And they had little like locks.
Yeah, the little journal.
So yeah, she has over 60 million followers and 3.6 billion views on YouTube.
God, that's so
she
massive.
She is so successful. Yeah. I mean, super God, her successful. Net worth, I don't know what it is.
Well, girl drives like a...
She has a like custom Tesla.
With she has, her face on it.
I don't know if she still has it.
Well, she's got like multiple. Like this is the one.
JoJo Car. That's wild.
Her net worth is estimated at 20 million.
I don't know why you would... That seems like dangerous that people would know it's you.
I mean...
When you have a following, isn't it important to like be as stealthy as possible?
I don't know.
I think she does drive it because we just watched a video or something about her...
Yeah.
Doing like an interview or something and she like gets out of her
thing. Yeah. Yeah. Where they asked her like for her opinion on
yeah, she gets
immigration
like,
or something.
Yeah.
It was kind of a weird question for JoJo Siwa.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, her fans refer to themselves as Siwanators.
God, I hate fan culture. The name Siwanators with a Z. Of course it has a Z.
Fan culture. We could do a whole episode on fan culture.
I could. I have so much to say. Anyway.
Anyways.
I won't today. Our next sponsor is ZocDoc. And you guys know how much Janelle and I love ZocDoc, how long we have been using ZocDoc. We rave about it all the time, so I won't get repetitive with that once again. But truly, I can't recommend it to you enough if you are looking for a good doctor and don't want to go through the difficulties of trying to find one on your own. These days, we check reviews for everything, people, restaurants, movies, apps, I mean, you name it. And so why not check reviews for doctors? ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. There's no more awkwardly waiting on hold with a receptionist. And all these docs have verified reviews from actual real patients, which is what makes it so great. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones that take your insurance, which is huge, also are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 and 72 hours. That's it. And sometimes, guys, you can even score same-day appointments. So go to ZocDoc.com/sesh and download the ZocDoc app for free, then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sesh, ZocDoc.com/sesh.
Fast forward here to 2021, and she and her mom hosted a TV series called Siwa's Dance Pop Revolution. And it was basically like a competition show. So you have like, they're making like the new girl pop group called XOMG.
Pop.
Thank you. Her and her mom select 11 girls from the country to compete for a spot in the group of XOMG Pop.
XOMG Pop.
So I watched some of this show.
I was going to ask. So, I kind of wanted to watch it.
Yes, I did watch actually a lot of it.
Was it fun?
Tell us.
It's just they're over the top. Like they come into their mansion, they bring the girls or whatever, and it's like bows and candy and all this kind of stuff. Like, you guys should get on Peacock and just watch the first episode. But just so you know, XOMG Pop, Jessica, in the show, she explained, she's like, XO, of course, for like hugs and kiss, or kiss and hug. Mm-hmm. And then OMG, because...
Right. Oh my God.
That's how we want to introduce our group. Like, XOMG Pop. Like, that's how she says it.
XOMG Pop. Thank you.
Sydney. Can we... There you go, yeah. I think it's probably copyrighted, but can we just like pull up a little bit on YouTube and watch like a couple seconds and like do like little... I think there's kind of a way we can get around copyright.
We can
just
try.
Do like little spurts.
YouTube's getting real smart these days.
Yeah, well, we might be smarter.
XOMG Pop.
XOMG Pop.
Why is that so fun to say?
Oh, is that
That's
Jess?
Her mom.
Okay.
These are the girls entering
Here they
the
come
house.
In. Okay.
Dude, JoJo's house is crazy. Her house is crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh my God, I've seen it on Colleen's because her and Colleen are best friends or whatever.
Right.
And back before that all happened,
And she defended Colleen.
Her
that was
dog.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, her rainbow. Dog is literally rainbow.
They're showing
sequins.
All this stuff. These girls are so young. Oh my God. This is making me really uncomfortable already.
And look at how they talk to them. They stand at the top of the stairwell.
Oh, no. It's giving like Kris Jenner. They're like, yes, masters. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
There's 8 episodes in the series.
God. Even the mom wears the stuff.
Wow. Oh, yeah. So it consisted of a bunch of eliminations.
Oh, all the moms are there.
The girls were judged on their stage presence, including their dancing and singing skills. But it's weird because the show actually was pit when it was pitched, it wasn't pitched as a competition show.
From what I read, it was kind of pitched as like a like more of a reality show. Yes, they were going to compete for spots, but it was more, it wasn't like, I didn't know that it was going to be like elimination type sure. of thing. Like, mm-hmm. because I mean, these girls are so young.
Right.
Well, and the thing is, the show covers more so in the sense of the group. They have, like, before this, I believe they have, like, because JoJo and her mom go all over the country to find these
right.
seven girls. So it's more of like a reality show about these seven girls and their them doing their competitions journey. And stuff.
Seeking yeah. talent. So it had a bunch of little girls, 8 to 14, Kaya, Brooklyn, Leah, mm-hmm. Dallas, Kinley, Tamara, and Bella.
They're cute.
So their first single was Candy Hearts.
By the way, you have a small piece of salt on your lip.
Thank you.
Welcome. Mm,
delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Candy Hearts. God, look at their outfits. They're so cute. So the group started out as the seven main girls, like we said, and a couple of sources close to production said that the team sold Dance Pop Revolution as a kinder version of Dance Moms. Now, one source said, with what Jess and JoJo went through on Dance Moms, we thought they wouldn't want to do anything that would make a child feel a certain way or paint them in a certain light.
That was my first thought, too, when we found this story, is my, like, a lot of what I do know about JoJo Siwa, which isn't a lot, is I've seen her videos talking about like the abuse and trauma yeah, that she went through brutal. On Dance Moms. And so when I saw that they were trying to create something like Dance Moms, that was, I'm like, what? This mm-hmm. isn't mathing here. Why would you want to do something to other kids mm-hmm. in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah.
And it sounds like this is very much like Dance Moms.
In some ways, yeah.
Yeah.
So producers apparently encouraged tension between contestants.
That's great. Encouraging tension between which, 8 to 14-year-olds.
Granted, pretty much every reality competition show, they want that because it plays with the drama. However, these contestants are children, one yep. of them being 8 years old. So that's great. But turns out that being a part of XOMG Pop was an absolute nightmare for the members. And now one of them has actually come forward to break her silence. So the Siwas and the production team dangled the carrot of stardom in front of the young girls, promising money, fame, and notoriety. And one source said the highs were high and the lows were lows. So Angie and Leah Sanderson are speaking out for the first time and share their story with the Rolling Stones about their journey being part of this show. So yeah, this article came out last Tuesday. And Angie says that they were in a dark place for a long time, but they'd have time to heal and recover and are now ready to speak about it and share. So Leah had always dreamed of dancing, but it was never going to be easy for her because she was born with spina bifida. And if you don't know what that is, I mean, I'm not an expert, but it's a birth defect where the spinal cord fails to perform properly. So growing up, she was always at the school nurse. She said that school nurse was actually her best friend and spent a lot of her early years in and out of hospitals and underwent dozens of spinal surgeries. So sad. And she still struggles with pain and bladder infections. And has had to use a catheter to go to the bathroom since she was 5.
God, poor thing.
I know.
It's terrible.
And at first, Angie had reservations about letting Leah participate in the show. She had to leave her family in Texas to go to LA with Leah and said that she actually had to shut down her daycare that she owned and operated. So sacrificing a lot to get on JoJo's OMG, XOMG Pop show.
But they said it was like really worth it for them because...
Yeah, I mean, like her husband, Cody, talks about how it was... such a good opportunity, like it was too good to pass up. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like Cody says in his own words, quote, a person with spina bifida shouldn't be able to do these things that she's doing. We never know from day to day if this may be her last time to step on stage. We have to take every opportunity we can. So I totally get it.
That, yeah.
So in the spring of 2021, Angie and Leah made the move to LA to appear on the show. And then for the next 2 years, Leah lived the nightmare she never dreamed of. They alleged that Jess was openly cruel and called the girls names. Both JoJo and Jess subjected the children to grueling rehearsals, sometimes making them skip school, and they were barely paid. So according to Angie and a company of the recording contract, the girls were promised $10,000 before recording their first album, but Angie said they only received a little more than $4,000 because Jess said she had to pay for an Airbnb for them to stay in, and a deposit was $4,250 was provided to Rolling Stone to prove it.
This is giving Backstreet Boys an NSYNC. Mm-hmm. Remember everything they went through?
And... Yeah. Why would Angie have to pay for the Airbnb? Angie says that you have to understand the atmosphere. You can't speak up or question anything in fear of your child losing their job or threats of having a lawyer sicked on you. And none of them had the money to fight a lawyer with the Siwas. Obviously, they've got zillions of dollars.
Loaded.
Yeah. And obviously, like, you know, a lot of these people were just living normal lives before this. I mean, she had a daycare and... It's not like they had tons of money. And Angie alleges that the mothers were low on money at the time. She says that at one point, her and Bella's mom started working directly for Jess, organizing JoJo's closet and scrubbing toilets for $20 an hour. That is so bad. Really, why would you have them do that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
PayPal receipts and schedules were provided to the Rolling Stone for verification on this, by the way. Wow.
God, that is fucked up.
Rehearsals would last for hours on end. For example, they shot the music video, Disco Believer, and they would be working for up to 9 hours. These are kids. Rehearsal calls would sometimes be sent to the girls well after midnight the night before. And even though the schedule wasn't unusual, according to the California labor law, 9 hours is the maximum amount of time a 9 to 16-year-old in entertainment industry can spend working on site while school is in session. And like we said, the kids would frequently miss school. Like, they claim that they were behind on school and all that, mm-hmm. but the teachers on set actually denied this and said that during their tenure, none of the parents complained about the girls being overworked or falling behind in school.
So, well, maybe they didn't want to complain because they would worry.
Exactly.
They're worried it's going to jeopardize their children accomplishing their dreams here.
Right. Or like get them
or
kicked
their
off.
Dream.
Allegedly, Leah was forced to work while being in pain, and Jess encouraged Leah to be at a video shoot just a few weeks after undergoing spinal cord surgery.
Oh my God.
It's so sad.
Dude, this is terrible.
I know.
In one specific instance, just days before Leah's surgery, she started bleeding through her belly button during a rehearsal for a performance at the Children's and Family Emmys hosted by JoJo. And instead of Jess encouraging Leah to rest, she allegedly told Leah to put a maxi pad on it so blood wouldn't get on her costume.
Horrific.
Because that's the real concern, right? You don't want blood on the costume. Apparently, JoJo's online persona was a sharp contrast from how she was in real life, is what many of them are saying, that she could be nasty and intimidating and would scream insults at the girls during performances, really taking a page out of Abby Lee Miller's book.
Which is so sad because she literally went through that.
Yep, and has been so open about it. And she played favorites with them, which also is a Abby Lee Miller move.
Totally.
To pit them against each other.
Another move.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, remember the pyramid?
Oh, yeah.
On the bottom?
Top, bottom. God, that was so
We always fun. Joke that we're going to start a pyramid at work.
On the bottom, Charlie.
Angie recalls during a performance at the Mall of America, JoJo was screaming into the girls' headsets, "You're sucking. Bring it up. The energy is low. You look sloppy. This isn't good enough." That's literally Abby Lee Miller.
Yep. Well, she learned it from
somewhere.
I was going to say the best. The best in this type of...
Right. No, yeah. We know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the contracted TV and music done with XOMG Pop falls under the Coogan Law.
Now, the Coogan Law we've talked about on the show before.
Yes, we have.
Angie alleges that a lot of the social media work that they did was unpaid. However, the Coogan Law hasn't evolved with the times and doesn't cover social media work,
which is crazy.
We really need a revamp on that law.
Yeah.
We've talked about this at length before on the show, but the Coogan Law is the California Child Actors Bill, also known as the Coogan Law. It is a child protection law that requires a percentage of the earnings to be placed into a trust that then they can't access until they're 18. And the law was named after child actor Jackie Coogan in 1920s because he became the first child actor to make millions of dollars. And by the time he was an adult, as you can imagine, his parents had spent almost all of his earnings. Absolutely terrible. And this led to a legal battle in 1939, which resulted in the California's Child Actor Bill. And in addition to setting aside 15% of the child's earnings, there are requirements for schooling and limited working hours. It's just pretty basic protections that should have been in place from the beginning. But yeah, it needs a serious, serious update in 2024. Things have changed a lot since this went into...
Yeah, I'm honestly shocked that they haven't. Oh,
we're
this.
So behind. It's actually crazy. We're starting to see some momentum there, but not enough.
Yeah.
Taking forever. Anyway, so Jess had rented a house in San Fernando Valley in 2022 that was going to become the XOMG Pop content house. Gotta have a content house.
Why
house.
Would you have a 9-year old living there,
it's
though?
It's so whack.
I think that the parents would obviously be living there with them, though. Like,
still,
it wouldn't just be like all the kids, like, having free range, but
it's still whack, in my opinion.
Just like 24-hour access to these girls to use them as content horses. That's what it really is.
Yeah.
And apparently it was going to be decorated, as you can imagine, bright colored walls and even a claw machine.
Woo!
Love a good claw machine.
Mm-hmm.
However, sources close to the group said none of the girls actually stayed there. So that's good. Angie alleges that she and Leah spent several months sleeping on a blow-up mattress on the floor of Kinley's dance studio. And Angie didn't advocate for her daughter in fear of repercussions.
Exactly.
Yep. She didn't want to endanger Leah's position in the group right. or be sued for breach of contract. Mm-hmm. And sources close to the production allege the moms were threatened with lawsuits on multiple occasions. In the fall of 2022, one member, Kaya, was abruptly fired. And this just proved that no one's spot with XOMG Pop was guaranteed. Anyone's replaceable. Mm-hmm. Kaya's mom declined to give a comment to the Rolling Stone about their experience. And Leah didn't leave XOMG. God, that's annoying to say. I'm just going to say the group on her own accord. On May 3rd, 2023, Angie had a verbal confrontation with the other mothers as well as the teacher after the girls were filming a YouTube video. Jess caught wind of this and texted her demanding that she apologize to the other mothers for her behavior. The text read, Angie, I'm really tired of it. I work really hard. I've gone over, above, and beyond for you and your kid. There's food at the house. They're not overworked.
There's food at the house.
I'm feeding them. If you're going to work for me, you cannot act like an asshole. End of story. Okay. Wow. Then on the 6th, Jessalyn fired Leah over text saying, we have decided that we will not be continuing to invest in Leah and she is released from the group effective immediately. Obviously, Leah, the child, was devastated, but her image was still being used in merchandise, of course,
bro,
for XOMG exclamation pop. So they followed in the steps of JoJo Siwa, of course, and did a shit ton of merch. Because obviously they learned that works quite well.
Sure does. A merchandising contract provided to Rolling Stone signed in June of 2021 entitles that seven members of the XOMG Pop to 20% of merchandising revenue or about 2.8% per member, which isn't that much in my opinion.
No, not at all.
Per member, that's not that much.
That's crazy low.
No, I mean, obviously, like, they wouldn't be on this merch if it weren't for JoJo, but still. Actually, an entertainment lawyer said that the percentage was shockingly low even for new artists. So,
yeah, that's crazy low.
Since Leah left, actually two more girls have left the group, Kinley and Bella. And we've mentioned it in the past, but only two states have child labor laws for content creators, California and Illinois. So, I don't know. Morning Consult actually conducted a poll and it revealed that 57% of Gen Z said they'd like to be an influencer if given the chance. I'm surprised it's not higher. I bet it would be. This is just off of one poll.
Yeah, I bet it actually is higher.
I bet it's way higher.
This was in 2019, so concerning. I'm sure the chances are they're much, much higher now.
Well, I mean, at the same time, though, didn't we all at some point in our childhood have the dream to be like a pop star or to be Britney Spears or some type of like fantasy of being famous and a star?
Remember on the radio, they would run ads like, are you?
Yes.
Do you have what it takes to be on Disney Channel? Like, have your mom call up. And I was like, please.
Dude, my dad brought us to the Radio Disney Kids Expo. He thought it was just like a fun convention.
Yeah.
Which I think for the most part it was. But I was like under the impression I was auditioning for something. Right. I was real disappointed when he was like, you ain't auditioning for shit.
What are you talking about?
You're not the next Hannah Montana. I wanted to be in there was some group. Like Triple Image. They were my shit.
Do you remember Play? That was like a big...
Oh, I loved Play. Yes.
Play. It was like, no. Oh my gosh. They were like...
Oh, what was that one song? Girl, you always know that I'll be here for you.
Oh my God.
Us against the world.
Yeah.
Us against the world.
There was some guy I started to see.
Oh, that brings me back.
Dude, yes.
I wanted to be one of them.
Thinks he can have it all for free.
I clearly
could have been in one of these bands.
You could have been.
Wait, oh my God.
I wanted to be. This was literally my dream in life.
Dude, yeah.
Kind of sad it never like
I kind of understand that it's like concerning for sure that because it's more attainable now to be actually to anyone can just make content on their phone. So that's where the real concern is.
Actually, yeah, I guess. Yeah. No,
yeah, it's like the same as it was.
Right, right,
like
right.
Every kid has like or, you know, for some people, it's like being a pro athlete or some type of fame and notoriety.
Totally.
I think everyone goes through a phase where you want that. Right.
Right.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah. No, I agree. Which this is kind of a random side note. Well, it's not random, but a side note. On January 30th, the California Senate passed Senate Bill 764, Child Content Creators Rights Act, and it intends to ensure content creators under 18 earn fair financial benefits from the use of their image. So I'm glad that some states are starting to have this. I mean, California definitely needs it.
I have never heard of like a boy band, girl band, pop group, whatever it is, actually being fair to the members. It seems like they always get screwed in every circumstance that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
It's never a good thing. Someone older is taking advantage of them.
Well, yeah, this bill specifically is here to protect kids against their parents taking advantage of them. The bill requires that any adult creator that features minors in 30% or more of their own content over a 30-day period needs to set aside an appropriate percentage of their earnings into a trust. So, I mean, it's a start. But yeah, this is crazy. And I wonder what's going to happen with, you know, as more, because this is just one example, but I'm sure there's so many. Like, remember how James Charles had that like next influencer show?
Yep. I do remember that. I never watched it.
Neither did I. I feel like this will, you know, only continue to come out as more and more shows like this happen and as more and more people like decide that they were totally mistreated. And I mean, obviously it's all alleged, but if this is true, that's really, really disappointing because like we said, JoJo went through a ton of scrutiny and mistreatment from being on Dance Moms.
Yeah. Like, already has so much money.
Well, like, it's just sad. Like, she was even, and I'm not saying it, it was sad she was made fun of because, like, Abby would make fun of the way she talked or, like, she really put her down. Yeah, because, you know, she had, like, a, just a small, I think, a speech thing. But, yeah, Abby was awful to her. And, like, and the thing is that she would, doing the same thing. And I just,
Abby's an evil human.
Yeah.
She, yeah, she's not a good person. Well, I wonder how much of that was, like, played up for the cameras, though.
I don't, I feel like not that much.
She went to jail too for like fraud.
I forgot about that.
For fraud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For like embezzlement or something.
Ah.
Sounds also, about right. Side note. Okay. As of September 2021, JoJo sold more than 80 million bows.
80 million.
Double. Yeah. And she's made at least $400 million from bow sales alone.
Bro. Oh my. Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like,
wow.
That is insane from fucking bows. Why am I not seeing these bows on every kid around here? I'm so confused. Who's wearing these bows?
Pulling on Holly.
Never. No, no, no. Not a JoJo bow.
Not a JoJo
My
bow?
My daughter's not a JoJo girl.
I knew what you were about to say.
I know. But then I was like, never
Can't
mind.
Can't call your daughter that.
No. It just does come to my head, though. I'm just
saying. Right. It is fun to say. Yeah, that is wild.
Yep. Really disappointed in her. But I don't know. I never like knew much about her, so I didn't like have high expectations or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
From what I have seen, not super impressed.
I wonder what's going to happen with all of this.
Her lawyers have adamantly denied everything, obviously.
Of course.
And they declined to talk to Rolling Stones. Mm. Like they're just like sweeping under the rug. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wonder if like a lawsuit or something is going to come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like from,
oh, I'm sure.
From Leah's side.
I bet.
Yeah.
Or well, they could sue them.
I hope those kids get therapy.
Defamation,
yeah.
And they'd probably
win.
Yeah, that's the sad reality.
Because they have so much money, they can probably sue them for whatever they wanted.
They got bow money, dude.
Dude, bow money's not a joke. Jesus.
I feel bad for those kids. I hope they all get therapy and it should be paid for by JoJo.
The business of bows is really lucrative.
Apparently.
Maybe we should do a
sesh
bow.
Which makes sense. It takes nothing to produce a
bow.
Janelle's like, wait a second. Now I actually think, I never scratched that. I love bows. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Gotta get in the bow biz.
But yeah, I would assume you could make hella money because it probably costs like nothing. It's like a piece of fabric scrunched up. With a piece of elastic attached to it.
Mm-hmm. With JoJo's face on it.
It probably costs them less than a dollar to make. And she's selling those bitches for what? For like $15?
Oh, it gives me trauma from my palms days. Need to wear big obnoxious bows. I thought it was cool at the time.
What are palms?
Like dance with pom-poms. I used to be on a palms team.
You said, like, put your, like, hair. I think yours was similar, but at the very, very top in the bow had to face forward.
We had to wear bumpets, too. Like, big plastic things.
I forgot about bumpets.
It was so awful doing your hair for, it, like, would hurt so bad.
Bumpets.
Yeah, I got my fair share of the Dance Moms experience.
I was gonna ask you.
Oh, my God. There's some whack moms on our team. Not, I mean, you would have thought they were on the team with their acting. So insane. And still not a fraction of what these wackos do.
It's just sad. So many parents do that to their kids. Like, there's parents who live vicariously to their kids who are in sports. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, through any act, it's just like, it's not that serious.
Kendall, do you ever see now, like, the palms people, they do their hair down and, like, curled.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've seen that.
Dance.
I don't know, but I don't see a lot of, maybe for the younger girls.
No more Bumpets. No more Bumpets.
Yeah.
Well, or like bless the, them.
That was so 2006.
Those things hurt so bad.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're not all like, everyone's head's like slightly different. So you're like just jamming this piece of plastic.
True.
And then you have to like put it as tight as possible and then spray the fuck out of it. Oh, I hated getting my hair done for dance so much. So awful.
Who did your hair?
Normally other girls on the team or a coach or someone. Because my mom was like not in, she was not a dance mom.
No.
She'd be like, these other moms are sitting here gluing rhinestones. My mom would be three like, in the morning. The and my mom's like, peace, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
This isn't for money.
Mm-hmm. Right, here's a great example.
Yeah, that looks painful. Ugh.
Oh, dude. That looks so awful.
Wow.
I'll never forget. We had like a hour long lesson on how to apply mascara.
What?
Dude, it was so dramatic.
Hour long lesson.
I'll never forget. Like my coach was like, you got to hold it and then blink. Like no one can even see. We're so far. We're like 50 feet at least from the judges. Totally. Probably like 100. It was just all dumb. Anyway.
Wow.
Okay,
wow,
that's enough of JoJo.
We use our phones for everything at this point, but did you know that you can use it for some sexy me time? Don't worry, your fantasies are safe with Dipsy. Just don't forget to use your headphones. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women, and they bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories of second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. And there's a growing library of fantasy series with vampires, Greek gods, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every single week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, there's always something new to explore. And they also have soothing sleep stories and wellness sessions and sexy written stories to read. So if you have not tried out Dipsy, you are missing out. I'm telling you guys, it's a great app. Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or heat things up with a partner. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/sesh. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/sesh. That's dipsystories.com/sesh.
Breaking news!
Hello. I know you don't have to tell me. I already know. I have never looked better. Thank you for agreeing. I purposely, well, first off, I'm at the Mile Higher set because we're having a guest tomorrow and I just set the whole thing up to have a guest and I don't want to switch it off just to record one little segment on the sesh set. So you're getting it on Mile Higher and also you're getting it with only the side light because I don't want to use the front light. It's too scary right now.
I'm not even going to put the camera on me.
Curly's not flipping the camera.
Yeah, no.
We're in the dark today. I was literally about to record with no lights, but I said you could have one light. But anyways, I want to jump on here. Kendall's not here, but I wanted to quickly give you guys an update about Ruby Frankie, the terrible, evil human being who was charged with child abuse, several counts. She has finally been sentenced, which we've been waiting for this for a while. And so I just feel like I'll go ahead and update you guys. I mean, there isn't a whole lot to say, but she has been sentenced to 4 counts and each count is between 1 to 15 years. So the minimum she'll serve is 4 years. The max she'll serve is 60 years. So huge range there. I guess it just depends on what they finally decide. She does have 30 days to appeal it. Which I'm assuming she probably will. And they'll determine the exact amount of prison time here soon, but she does have 30 days to appeal it. So honestly, I hope the bitch serves 60 years. But I don't know. I highly doubt that'll be the case. I feel like most of the time it's somewhere in between, but we'll see. This is just really great. She says, quote, I am humbled and willing to serve a prison sentence for as long as I need. I am committed to unlearning my toxic behavior. That's great. She also apologized for, quote, twisting God's words and distorting his doctrine. That's
interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also her business partner, use that term lightly, Jody Hildebrandt, received the same sentence after the judge told her she, quote, terrorized the children. And Hildebrandt said, I sincerely love these children. One of the reasons I didn't go to trial is I didn't want them to relive this. Yeah, it's absolutely horrific. I just feel so bad for these kids. I think they deserve 60 years, don't you?
They deserve the maximum sentence because they've literally traumatized all of their kids. And yeah. I mean, I feel like Jody wouldn't stop here. I feel like she would continue her
totally
her business, and I'm sure Frankie would continue her YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they definitely deserve like the worst of the worst.
I agree. Mm-hmm. At one point, I don't know if she says that. I don't know when exactly she said this, but she says, while she's sobbing, by the way, she referred to her six children as her little chicks and herself as the mama duck who was consistently waddling them to safety.
What does that even mean?
Like, you know how mama duck, like little so, like, baby ducks follow the mom duck?
Yeah.
But I'm like, bro, you are abusing your kids.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The state prosecutor compared the kids' environment similar to a concentration camp like setting, which is just insane that these kids were subjected to that.
Yeah.
For so long. I mean, the oldest one is, I think he's in his, they're in their 20s now. I think it's the boy, probably like in his early 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause it was, yeah, he's been moved out for a bit now. Yeah. It's just horrific. I feel so bad for these children. No word on the dad though. What's his name? I forgot his name.
Kevin Frankie.
Yeah. I think it is Kevin. She also said, I can see now over the past 4 years, I was in a deep undercurrent that led us to danger. I would have never led you to darkness knowingly. I was disoriented that I believed dark was light and right was wrong. I would do anything in this world for you.
Who said that?
Frankie. This is just sad because I feel like the kids are going to feel guilty. Of yeah. her. Like, she should just shut up.
Yeah.
Because as kids, like, even as horrific as she did them, I think that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if these kids to some degree like feel sad that their mom is gone. Like, that's so traumatic that their mom, you know, is in jail now and she's over here sobbing, being like, oh, well, I led you wrong. Like, I get why she's saying it, probably because she wants to look good in front of the judge or whatever. But I'm like, dude, that's just so sad because I feel like you're
still manipulating them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Kevin's attorney, Randy Kester, told Law and Crime, we trust the judge to sentence them both to 1 to 15 years for each of the four counts to run consecutively, and let the Utah State Board of Pardons decide if that should be shortened or other conditions imposed. So, I mean, he does want, you know, them to also receive the maximum sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin remains focused on the rehabilitation of the sweet and vulnerable children, so that they might return to a normal life as soon as possible. The lawyer also added the treatment of these children received at the hands of those whom the children had a right to trust was horrific and inhumane, both physically and psychologically.
Yeah, that's horrific.
Yeah. And we said it before, but he's filed for divorce.
Yeah.
And is hoping to get custody of the kids again. And this is all from his attorney.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how much he really ends up getting.
Oh, interesting. So he's also seeking to have Hildebrandt pay for the children's recovery. And part of the proceeds of her $5.1 million home, which she has listed for sale.
Oh,
And this was just posted.
Damn, $5.1 million home.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They were raking in money.
Yeah, and this is posted today.
Okay.
Yeah, from New York Post.
Hmm. So yeah, we'll see what happens. But we just wanted to update you, and that's it, Maggie. You have anything else to say? Maggie's here today. I brought all my girls in. Well. Two girls and the boy. She wanted to sit up here and say hi to everybody. It's been a while.
Hello, Maggie.
All right. That's it, guys. Let's finish up with the show.
Digging. Let us know what you guys think of that whole situation. And let us know what you think of the stingray, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
And also JoJo Siwa and her $80 million in bows. That's going to be it for us, folks.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you all having a good day.
For watching.
Always a fun time.
It is. And we'll see you in the next sesh. But until then...
See, thank God you're here because last week I couldn't get the outro.
Really?
I can't even say outro.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on ever.
No worries, honey.
I would think I just started podcasting.
You would think.
I have been on YouTube since 2011.
You would have thunk.
Yeah. But you'd be wrong. 2012. I don't even know what's going on.
Okay. We're
okay.
Going to head off now. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep it fresh.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.